Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We'll be fine. It's Friday. Don't worry about it. Don't worry
Have
about it.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
Thanks, Maria. Thanks for the positivity. Appreciate it.
Oh, Maria.
Yeah. Where are you? More. All right. It's 6:38 in the morning, and I'm pretty sure that's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
I'm sure this is not the right visual to get, and maybe I shouldn't share it, but I feel like people with those like nets are running around after Maria up in Alaska. You know, those,
they're
like,
the men in the white suits. One of the guys is carrying a straitjacket.
Holy crap, man. Sheesh. Anyway, what's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank continues to support our local communities during the pandemic. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to over 20 Bay Area school districts so they can buy vital equipment to keep people healthy and technology gear to keep students learning. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. All right. Boy, it's a good thing your husband doesn't bet on his team every time they play, huh? Last night there was a football game.
Oh, tell me what happened. I went to bed, but he started it not long before I went off
Pats
to bed.
Pats didn't look good. Score was 24-3, they
that
just couldn't
sucks.
Get it going. They really couldn't get anything going. So they really, I
What
imagine,
a bummer.
Yeah.
I guess the hunt is off.
Yeah. Looks like it. I don't think you're in the mix anymore. No, although so. There's another division. We're going to play one of the teams this weekend. San Francisco's at home in Arizona playing the Washington football team this weekend.
Mm.
And their division is awful. And I think the winner is going to go with an under 500 record.
Like
that's who's going to the playoff. Yeah, they're terrible. So it's possible maybe with the way things are going that somehow they're still in the hunt.
Maybe.
Come, you know, a couple weeks from now.
But yeah, but what's the point if they can't beat the, you know, if they're putting up 3 points in a whole game?
Based on the way they looked last night, they're not a playoff team.
And this
right.
is the team that beat the last team they played was the Chargers, right? Then they beat them like 45-0.
They did. The Chargers are not good though. Anyway, Niners are at home. They play Washington football team this weekend. Tampa Bay is at home versus Minnesota. We're all going to be watching that.
I'm not.
What?
What?
And Indianapolis will take on your Las Vegas Raiders, everyone. There's your football weekend. So let's see where to from there. Let's keep it light. 96% of people say ugly Christmas sweaters are a turn on.
A turn on? A turn on?
They say it means you have a good sense of humor and that you're looking to talk to people. It's a conversation starter.
Right.
You're funny. And maybe you're not too taken. One of the things that I believe is when you meet someone who is super well put together, it's eye-catching.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's no doubt you see them and you think, oh, my God. Even if they're not your type or maybe even not the right sex for you, you can still look at them and be like, that person.
I appreciate the effort.
Did everything.
Yep.
The brows, the random hairs, the hairdo, the clothes. You see that person, you're like, whoa, that's eye-catching.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of off-putting. The person who can kind of catch your eye and still look, you know, slightly rumpled or normal.
Relaxed.
Yeah. That, to me, is really more where it's at. So I could see if someone goes out kind of looking ridiculous, they show a certain level of comfort in themselves.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like they seem more relaxed.
I'm not
going
to try to.
More approachable.
Yes.
More down for a good time.
I think, though, when we're talking socially, like I appreciate a little relaxedness. But if I'm going into my lawyer's office.
Agreed.
I'd like that person to look put together.
Totally. I'm talking about people you want to bone.
Yes.
But
oh,
you're
okay.
right.
Got it.
I
don't want to bone my lawyer. That's
you,
that is
you
true.
Want certain level of respectability and you know, they're
right.
Tucked in shirt coming through the unzipped zipper is a bad look.
It's definitely, it doesn't build confidence.
Right.
XYZ well, there's one homes. Little detail you forgot. What else
right.
are we going to, what else is going to slip through the cracks?
Right. That's not good. Yeah, I agree with you that's. Anyway, so a lot of people, although I don't know, I did this story and now I just thought, yeah, except nobody's going out. So what?
You know, that's the thing is that I mean, where are people seeing this ugly Christmas sweater on social media? Because that's the only place we're really seeing each other these days.
Well, you know what? Most of the Alice station is going to be on a happy hour tonight on Instagram. Mm, mm-hmm. That'd be a perfect place to wear your ugly Christmas sweater. Or not. I don't know. Maybe you'll still be wearing that hoodie with that background when you get on tonight.
Most likely still. This is my look that I'm actually testing it out on you guys. This is my look for the happy hour tonight. Maybe it'll be warm enough that I can take the hood off. That's cuter, right? Is that cuter? I don't know. I don't know what cute is anymore.
You know, I when I saw you the other day for the first time in almost a year, and you were like, I my pants and all this stuff. The only thing that I noticed or had a moment to notice was, wow, you really did let your hair go gray. I was shocked.
I cut off all the colored part.
I was shocked too. It looks so brown in the Zoom, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does look brown, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's weird. Yep. That's why it caught my eye, because right now the overwhelming color is brown.
Yeah.
But in person I went, whoa.
It's pretty gray. The thing is, it's probably 40% gray and 50% or 60% brown. So I guess it just looks brown in the
Yeah,
in
I only
Zoom.
Noticed because I was right up close to you and but that was sort of surprising.
Did you lean in? And try to smell my hair through the mask, Vinny?
No. Did I? Maybe I did.
Did you?
I don't know. Anyway, the very next story here. I am the odor police. You're right. The worst gift you can give someone? An ugly sweater is at the top of the list. So who knows they're competing stories. They're like, one is, that's hot. And the next one is, don't do it.
I'd be psyched for an ugly sweater. I don't really have any of those.
I
have ugly sweaters, but it's because they're brown, you know.
What people say are the worst possible gifts. An ugly sweater, a necktie, a coffee mug, a scarf. These are, you know, there's a lot of gifts that people buy because they feel obligated to get you
something.
And maybe they don't know you well enough, or so they just get a thing.
Well,
I wish we would do away with that. It's really not necessary to buy more stuff just to put something under the tree. Especially if the person is not going to ever use it.
I know.
And it's not an ungrateful thing. Yeah, it's not an ungrateful thing. It's just simply, I'll never use that thing.
Right. Thank you for that. But it's nice that you thought of me.
Simply a card.
I know. It is difficult because there is a pressure to, especially, you know, look... there are people you got to get stuff for, and every year, like, I struggle. My mom and dad, they don't need anything, and I send them dumb little tchotchkes, and so now I've just started sending food.
This year did you send that ornament as a birthday gift?
Yeah, that was a birthday gift, and actually,
is spectacular.
Thank you, Vin. They're really, they came out so pretty, but those are the only four I'll ever do, probably.
Why?
They're very difficult and frustrating.
Because
it's
a point...
round. You have to hold it, and you're doing the thing, and then you have to, once it gets to a certain point, now I got to let it dry so I can stick the neck into the thing that I'm sitting it in. And it's the acreage on a globe is actually they're so big.
How many times do you have to drop them in turpentine and start over?
It's acrylic, so if I make a mistake, I just wipe it off with my thumb and then clean it with a Q-tip.
Just a thumb.
Yeah, you can just wipe it off. But if you drop it and it rolls, it's ruined.
And so
you just have to wipe the whole thing off. But yeah,
how many times have you had to do that?
Couple times.
Oh, really?
But usually it's early on in the thing, and it's.
What do you call that, mandala painting?
Yeah, mandala. If you look it up on Pinterest, you can't believe the beautiful things people are doing. It's incredible. Incredible. Who knew? People were painting rocks.
This was an American study, but 4% of... It's a global pandemic, obviously, but according to a new survey, 4% of Americans say, my relationship ended because of this pandemic.
Oh.
Directly because of the pandemic.
Another casualty of the pandemic, your relationship.
Another 12% say, we're still together, but we're on the thinnest of ice. On the other side of things, there are about 14% of people say, we're better than ever because of this. Bless you.
Thank you.
And 3% say, we got into a new relationship as a result of the pandemic. I had time to date for once.
Oh, really?
Huh. Well, you can see how that would work.
Yeah, sure. Where do we all fall?
I feel
the same. I feel like we're solid and everything's, I mean, I feel that way. They probably tell you something different. We can't stand mom
6%
anymore.
Of Americans have cut off contact with a family member over the coronavirus.
Oh, my.
It is politicized, therefore I can see how, you know, you find yourself in that conversation and you just can't believe what you're hearing.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, there have been a lot of things I couldn't believe I was hearing for a lot of years, so this is nothing new, and I just, as soon as that comes up in a text thread, I go, stop. Please don't. I'm going to block you. I'm always threatening the
block. You been talking to your brother regularly after he'd lived at your house for almost, what?
Not the way we
almost
have been
2 years, right?
Almost 2 years, yeah. We talk. But generally, when we talk about books a lot, and you know, it'll be some random thing that reminds one of us of the other, and so we'll text. But no, I actually talk to his wife a lot more.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
But the time that they spent with you didn't damage or didn't do anything better for your relations. You're just the same people, and
I'm just glad he's happy. Like, they always wanted to wind up in Florida, and they did. And actually, the lockdown was the boot that they needed to say, forget it, we're going to Florida.
We're out of here.
Mm. Yeah. Right. I'm happy for them. They seem really happy.
Are you still deleting your mom's texts?
I don't delete them. I just, when she writes anything political, I say, stop.
I love you and stop erasing my texts.
I don't erase your texts.
What is that dingle bell in the background?
He's probably
play
mixing a drink or something.
Yeah, she's probably,
I love you and stop erasing my texts.
He's definitely got a shaker going there. That's right.
She's making a drink.
I love
she's
you.
She's mixing a drink.
Stop erasing my texts. And I'm your mother, and I want to deserve your respect. Now.
That is so funny.
Yeah, I don't.
And she
don't.
Told, she said that to you, Bryn? How'd you get
no.
that audio?
That's on that Christmas, not Christmas.
It was around the time where I asked for audio for Sarah's birthday, but it was during the show. So I guess she was already preparing audio for me, and then she sent this separately. I was like, oh, I'm going to save that.
Wow. I liked her. Hers was one of my favorite messages. She goes, now become a Republican and you'll be perfect.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, is that what it's going to take to please you, mother?
Right. Crunch. The pandemic has led to a lot more people going on first dates on Zoom. Unfortunately, that's not the best way to have a first date. But if you're sitting around
and why not?
Your area needs someone to touch your area, you know what I mean?
Excuse me, could you find someone to touch me?
Somebody else besides me has to touch this thing. Please.
Yeah, you like that, huh?
Yes, I do.
I hate Zoom, but I like that. Here
you
we go.
Hear about that technique where people try to lay on their arms so it goes numb?
Yeah. so it feels like someone else's hand. Yeah. I've heard of that. I know someone who does that.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Anyway.
It's Maddie, our old producer.
I'm pretty sure he just was, you know, living the joke.
Nope.
That anybody actually.
That was a guy who
that.
Didn't know how to lie. He just would tell you. And you'd go, please untell me that. He wouldn't wash behind his ears
because
he liked the way it smelled. I love that guy.
Wait, what?
You heard me.
What did you just say?
He wouldn't wash behind his ears because he liked to rub there and smell his finger. Yeah. I said to him, like, what do you mean you can smell stuff behind your ears? You know, I go, no, I don't know that. I wash behind my ears when I take a shower. So I don't know that.
Every time.
And then he's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And then he started washing it. And then like a week later, I see him doing it. And I go, he's like, yeah, I like the smell.
Oh, God.
Like, I don't want to. I'm leaving it. I'm like, how does the shampoo not take care of that? I don't get it. And he laid on his arm to have a stranger's hand.
All right. Well, whatever. Anyway.
Happy Friday, everyone.
It's pretty common. The article talks about how there are people who meet on Zoom and they start building a relationship. What they find out, though, is it's different when you meet in person. And sometimes you don't have chemistry.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would say that that can happen whether you've met in person and then continue to date and you find out it's not, you know, what seemed white hot in the beginning.
Yeah.
Ends up to be nothing there, you know, after a couple weeks or a month. So that's not, I don't think that's, you know, I get that they're doing the study based on a pandemic and Zoom dates, but I feel like you've got the same shot. One of the things I think is interesting, and this is what happened with me dating my wife, is that when we first met and we were just texting and talking and it wasn't, it was sort of a date is pending, but it's not there. We're, you know, a week away from having time to connect. It just was easy. And it just sort of made me feel like, wow, this isn't a struggle. And I don't, we're not, there's not that like, oh God, do I have to explain what I just said? Nope, she got it. Good. Mm-hmm. There's not that like, what are you, you know what I mean? It just flowed. It right. just flowed and that's, it was easy. And that's
the flow
a sign.
Is one of the most important parts. Just
right.
We get each other. Everything. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine.
It's not a grind, right? Right. And I think that anyone who's out there dating now probably knows what I'm talking right. about.
I need
and
a daily
is dealing
check-in.
With this.
I'm gonna need you. I can't believe you went to bed without calling me.
That is your friend Hooman, and that is an example of what no one wants, or well, he wants it.
I'm very low maintenance.
Right.
Are you? What time is it? Oh, we have time.
Do I have time?
Yeah, you got time for a couple texts.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. I'm sorry. I'm a little behind. I had IT problems.
It was
here.
So funny. You're like, my IT department, and I can hear the printer like getting beat up and be in the background.
I texted Christina this morning. She was still in bed, and I'm like, when you wake up, I could please use your help. Thank you. She came in here like, oh, it's so bright. What are you doing?
Bleary-eyed.
Yeah. Anyway, here we go with a couple texts. 408 says, if Sarah is so bored that she's painting rocks, then why doesn't she help Lindsay Lohan restart her career?
Oh, okay. I'll do it.
If you have the power to, okay.
Yeah, I don't think anybody can restart her career, but I'll give it the old college try.
I can't imagine always wanting to end up in Florida. They're happy. That's
Very
all that
happy.
Matters. You know what? Yeah. If you know people, I had a lot of family in New York, and they always talked about Florida. Always. It's the yep. it's like out there. For East Coasters,
it's
they're
like
all
Mecca.
Expected
right.
to go down to Florida.
Yep.
So
I grew up thinking that everybody I knew moved to their parents moved to Florida. Then they moved to Florida. There's so many people I know who live in Florida now. And I think that's great. If that's what you want, you should do it. It's too hot.
10 years ago, my family stopped exchanging Christmas gifts for adults and now donate that money to various charities. We exchange cards detailing which charities we donated to.
Well, that's nice.
That's spectacular.
That is great.
And if you're in a place where most of the adults have all the things they need, that's a much better use right. of your money than a plastic thing that will get thrown on a pile until it's finally, and then it ends up in the junk drawer, and then it ends up in the trash.
Right.
Because it's an exercise in, well, they gave me this. I'm
so
sure I'll use it someday.
To, yeah.
Until
you
don't, and then you throw it right. away. Anyway,
Something
what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Wear it one time. You know what? I found this interesting story today about the U.S., you know, the closed caption stuff. They handle subtitles for everything in real time on TV. And they just released a list of the year's most mispronounced name. And I went through the list and I was like, oh, this is fascinating. I hope you'll find it fascinating, too. And we'll do it right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.